Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This ash'ar that we're going to recite in praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Naad Sharif composed by Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatul wasi'ah. Title: Ya Subhi Madina Ya Shami Madina.
Ya Subhi Madina Ye shame Medina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Medina. Ye subhe Medina, ye shame Medina, Mubarak tujhe ye قیام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جامو مینہ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جامو مینہ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 پر لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ.
Beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilyasazad Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Waqtabre Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, rendered also beautifully by Mawlana Salman Sahib appropriately in this beautiful month of Rabiul Awal, when the world was lost in darkness. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to salvage mankind, Allah Ta'ala sent His most beloved, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the womb of the mother already, then already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the splendidness of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world, then all the flames of the Persians that were worshipping idol worship and worshipping fire worshipping, all those just died off. And people were shocked, but the Noor of Hidayat came into the world. The blessedness of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the world was enlightened, can we imagine, wherever our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's footstep threaded, that place became most beautiful and most enlightened. Until today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system that where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in Medina to Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala's abundance of rahmat is descending more than Kaaba Sharif, more than the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to see how much are we connected to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much durood, particularly in this month of Rabiul Awal, we all love to go to Seerah Jalsa. But the real Seerah Jalsa is how much am I taking out time and sitting in the company of my Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting durood. What enjoyment, what passion, and think I'm right at Rose-Eye Park. Do I take out even few minutes, as our Hazrat teaches us and stress upon us, that even on the day of Jummah, let us realize it's not the day of Friday, it is the day of Jummah, the greatest day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the king of all ibadats on the day of Jummah is durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for us to come out of this darkness, that we are caught up in the strap of the fashion of this world, although we feel that we are Muslims, but we are not conscious the way we are dressing, etc. Myself, first of all of us, we should check. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the world to light. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala admit themselves that we were lost, we didn't know how to live like human beings. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the world, and the light of Noor of Hidayat spread, then Sahaba Rajnam admit that only by following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala gave us honor. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu declares clearly, Inna kunna azalla qawmun, fa'azzala Allah bil Islam, that we were the most degraded nation. Allah gave us honor, dignity when we followed the beautiful lifestyle that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us of Islam. That Islam that was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was given directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Islam which needs no changes, which Allah has declared on the day of the Hajjatul Wida, and on the day of Arafah, at Jabal al-Rahmat, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel, at the time of Asr, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-Islama deena. Allah declares that today, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, your deen, your way of life has been completed now. And addressing Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is a lesson for me and you, that deen is complete and perfect. There can't be any additions, any deletions, any new thing in deen will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَةِ And Allah Ta'ala is showing us that what great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has made nisbat to Himself, that this way of life that has been given to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah, this is a special ni'mat of Allah, that Allah has chosen me and you to be the ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, myself, we don't understand the reality and the value of this. Through getting an iota of the reality through our shaykh and our mashayikh, that we should appreciate that every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter where we are living, in which time, it might not be appropriate or it won't be easy for us to practice it in this time, but we should have love for every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and desire that we could be following that lifestyle, traveling on camel and going out into the open field and relieving ourselves. All this should be beloved to us. So anyway, here Hazrat is teaching us that this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولدي ووالدي والناس أجمعين. Your iman is not complete until I am not beloved to you more than all your children, more than your parents, and more than the whole of mankind. In other words, including yourself. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were genuine people. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in front of Sahaba, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was sitting in that majlis and he pondered, he looked at himself and he said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than my children, more than my parents, more than mankind, but I still feel that I love myself. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tawajjuh on his heart. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, if that is the case, iman is still not complete. In few moments, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the barakat of the majlis of the Ahlullah, and whose majlis could be greater than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until today, we are so fortunate. And that is what Hazrat is mentioning here, Ya Subh Madina, Ya Shami Madina, that the beautiful morning of Madina Sharif and the evening of Madina Sharif, in other words, 24 hours, so to say, the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present till today. We should take advantage of this, especially Allah Ta'ala grants opportunity to be in Madinatul Munawwara, then most time should be spent in the Haram Sharif, and most time should be spent in Durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anyway, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him this, in few minutes he pondered, and then he said, Oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you are definitely more beloved to myself also. Then I love you more than myself also. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-An. The ulama give a lot of explanation, we're not going into that. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now your iman will be complete. So myself, all of us, it's easy to say that I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we got our preferences, let us see what preference am I giving. Am I giving preference to the dastarkhan or preference to sitting on the table and chairs? What preference am I giving to in my own house? Am I talking about the sunnahs about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To my children, know that our way of life is the way of sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, when that will be the case, then what can be said when you write in Madinatul Munawwara? When you far away from Madinatul Munawwara and you got the sunnah in your life, then nur will come into our life. As our elders explained so beautifully, that we all want Islam to spread and we want the nur of Hidayah to spread. But if there's darkness, then we're all going to scream, lights, on the lights. Lights won't come on. But if one simple person brings one candle in a masjid, that amount of light will come. And 10, 15 people bring. So like that, Allah's system is, there's no vacuum, as our Hazrat explained. Don't let scientists fool us, there's an empty space. If there's empty, if now there's light here and nur in this majlis, the barakat of our Shaykh, then if we go out of the majlis and we forget the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then darkness will come in our heart. And in our homes, if we want nur to come, let us read the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most important, myself first, I have to see, am I practicing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of nur will come. One sunnah will pull another sunnah. Then Hazrat says, now when you go to Madina Sharif, ye subh Madina, ye sham Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina, that this morning and evening, in other words, your whole stay in Madinatul Munawwara will be so blessed. What can be explained of your stay in Madinatul Munawwara? You won't want to leave the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in another poem, Hazrat says, chupke, chupke, we'll be in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quietly will be saying, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't want to go back home. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's system is that you go throughout the world and spread the nur of sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. The least we can at least do is increase our durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sad is that if we're having seerah jalsas and in places where it is not appropriate, and seerah jalsas which are videoed, etc., that is causing more harm to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pain upon the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protect me and all of us. And Hazrat explains, when a person has got this reality, and Hazrat is talking out of the true love that is got for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this love can only come through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and generations. And today Allah Ta'ala is so kind that Allah kept the man of Allah Ta'ala till the day Allah wants the world to exist. And Allah Ta'ala informed us, Kunum as-sadiqeen. You want this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in your time you'll get the man of Allah. You'll see them, you'll see Allah Ta'ala. You'll think and you'll be reminded of Allah. You see them, you'll see the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their simple way of life. So follow them, and then your eagerness to follow sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into your heart. Then see what will come in your heart. Bala jaane kya jamu meena hai alam. Tera kaif e khush khuram e Madina. Then what can be all the villages of this world? There'll be no place that you'll think I'll get entertainment. Going to this city, that will all take you into madness. And you'll lose yourself. You'll even, Allah save us, you'll lose your iman in such environments. So what can be said of the beautiful environment of Madina to Munawwara? When we should think, as Hazrat puts a picture in another poem, that when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we see the geography of Madinatul Munawwara in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The house of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what an environment at that time we can't imagine. We are far from that reality, but at least that is what we should be thinking. Otherwise today we write in Madina to Munawwara and we far away from Madina to Munawwara. That is the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why then Hazrat informs us, going to Madina to Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala has made as the time went. In the earlier time, just to go to, think of going to Madina to Munawwara, that's a whole thing. The person will think, will I ever reach there? But Allah Ta'ala made it. Those who had the love of Allah, how they used to go in the early days on the ships, etc. Today to go to Madina to Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy outwardly to be present there. But the real test is that how we can stay away from the fitna that is all around. And right and covered the whole of Madina to Munawwara. Even in the Haram Sharif, Allah save me, all of us. That how the fitna has come. So we have to be really focused. Hazrat says, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram Madina. That in every gully of Madina to Munawwara. Forget directly in the Haram Sharif. Then how much more honor and respect we have to show to the Haram, to Madina to Munawwara. In other words, this is the city of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the tarbiyat of the Ahlullah. One pious servant was in Madina to Munawwara. And the common thing that normally is served there is the day, the yogurt. And then he just made a comment that this yogurt is not so sweet like ours. The same night he saw our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. in a dream, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you don't like the day of Medina Sharif, then go to your own place. So how careful we have to be, what words we utter, how we tread in Medina to Munawwara, how we are sitting in our hotels, Allah save me, all of us, that we have to make a lot of istighfar. Then a person, Hazrat explains, now it's not just that you say Medina, Medina, you think, where my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his own hometown, his people didn't appreciate him. Allah Ta'ala made the system that Allah Ta'ala took him to Medina to Munawwara. But this was also the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be in Makkatul Mukarramah, a haji, a true lover, his heart will be torn apart. Must I make tawaf or must I go and make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Hazrat explains that just to take the name of the city of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a sign myself we should all think where we learn of this honor of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from our mashayikh. So if you love the city of your shaykh, that is a sign that you got the love of the Ahlullah. And inshallah through that we'll get the love of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we can have hope of getting the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says the true love, as Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were clear and they explained, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1 minute before I accepted Iman and I came into your company, then Aliyazu Billah, you are the most hated person on the face of the earth. But now you are the most beloved person to me. Every Sahabi exclaimed that. So much so that a Sahabi was about to go to the gallows and the king taunting him and tell him, won't you like that Aliyazu Billah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be here in your place and you should be at home in enjoyment. He says, never, I don't want a thorn to prick my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But myself, let me see, if I'm not following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then, as Hazrat explained, there was a Irani poet whose object was that I don't hurt the feelings of anybody. But at that time he was in Medina to Munawwara, and he was in a barber shop and shaving his beard. And then he said, I don't hurt the feelings of anybody. So one Ahlullah reminded him and said, you don't hurt the feelings of anybody, but this blade that you put on your cheek, you hurt the feeling of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he woke up and he shook up and he said, yes, from today I'll never do it again in my life. So like this we come to the majlis, Allah give me tawfiq first of all. We realize I'm not really following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm far from reality. We learn from our shaykh. Then our attitude immediately should be tawbah, istighfar, and begging Allah Ta'ala to bring us. Then a person will understand, bara lutf deta hai naam-e Medina. Just to take the name of the city of Medina to Munawwara, that alone is Mubarak, and what enjoyment you'll get. And in practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see the lovers of Allah as they come closer and closer to Medina to Munawwara on their journey. Allahu Akbar, they reciting Suratul Qawthar, then increasing in durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat says, from far when you see the beautiful green dome that has become honored because under which the greatest personality is resting, then you just go into a trance and you recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, Nigao me sultaniyat hech hogi, chopayega dil me payame Medina. If you get the true message of Medina to Munawwara, as Hazrat explains to us, and Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Batel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, what is the real mal of Medina? The mal of Medina is not that we bought this gift and that gift, but we came back with the character of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least we came back with sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Then to be even the king of the world, that will mean absolutely nothing to you. You won't worry of your status, you won't worry of anything. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Sayyidul Kunain, Sayyidul Anbiya. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most humblest servant on the face of the earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to be the abd, the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala in return showed, Allahu Akbar, Hal jazaul ihsani illa ihsan. Allah Ta'ala says, when my bandas make an effort to bring ihsan, the presence of Allah in their heart, then isn't Allah Ta'ala's favor that in return, Allah will give you such ihsan. And what Allah Ta'ala gave our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right to Mi'raj, to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Quran-e-Pak. And in return, we connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do I appreciate the Quran Kareem? Do I appreciate this great gift of Salah? Hazrat further says that the whole world, we are, what are we looking for? Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Madina mein. The whole world today is in turmoil. And everybody is saying we're looking for peace. And in Medina Sharif there's peace. But right in Medina Sharif, you can be the king of Medina Sharif. But if you don't have the system of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't have sunnah in your life, then you'll be in turmoil all the time. And as Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, the kuffar, even if they bring their life according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace will come into the world. And then we Muslims, if we bring sunnah into our lives, Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat Umar Rajnaw says, that Allah who gave us the keys of Baytul Maqdis, not because of our strength and not because of our wealth or anything, but because we follow tooth and nail the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give me all of us tawfiq, that this is the month to rejuvenate us and really to realize that the spring of the world, the spring of Hidayat came into the world and it will never come to an end. يريدون أن يرفعوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره المشركون. Whether the world, the kafirs, the mushriks, they'll be burning in their hearts to try and put off the light of Islam. Allah Ta'ala says they'll only try and do it with their propaganda machines. That is with their mouths. And today, sadly, myself, all of us have fallen into the trap. We say don't listen to the news, but we're full caught up on all the social media. And that is how we are falling prey to their way of life, their lifestyle. Allah Ta'ala says, we stick firm to the way of life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Huwa alladhi anzala sakina. Sakina, that peace and contentment of heart, which is Iman, the nur of Iman penetrates the heart. Allah Ta'ala sends it down. And obviously in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest amount of nur of Iman and Marifat is in the heart of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So just to be present by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time, as our Hazrat explained, to take benefit that, Ya Allah, Ya, your greatest rahmat is descending. You brought me right till the footstep of your beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If one splash of that rahmat fall on me, mera bera par ho gaya. My whole life will come right. But there, like you go to the waterfalls of this world, they tell you wear a raincoat, you'll get very wet. There, as our Hazrat explained, we have to take off our raincoats of gunas. Then otherwise we'll go right till Medina to Munawwara. You go with sunnah that we learn from the company of our elders. You come there, you see a different environment and you want to change your lifestyle. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says that sukoon-e jahan, wherever you can be in the world, if you want peace, you want the tranquility and you want connection with Allah Ta'ala, bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you are in Medina to Munawwara and sunnah, Mubarak, Nurun ala Nur. So Allah Ta'ala give us all reality. And finally Hazrat addresses himself so humbly, where in reality it's for me and all of us to take a lesson. Ho Azad Akhtar, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, Ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Medina. That a person will be saved and freed from all the worries of both the worlds. And here Hazrat is teaching us that the real worry is the worry of the real world, that is Akhirat. How is Malakul Maut going to come to me? But which type of angel is going to come? How am I going to leave the world? How am I going to recognize by beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So Hazrat says, if you become the true slave of Medina to Munawwara, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and then the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, and today in our times, our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, let us take a lesson and beg Allah Ta'ala to forgive us that we've gone off the path, and Allah bring us back onto the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and spread this nur in the world. And when the Islamic Khilafat will be established, then the world will realize what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought to the world. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Hazrat Mawlana Shabari Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi writes that there are two things which will stop the ummah from going down. And the first one is to get the knowledge of deen. And the second one is to practice upon it. Now how will a person practice upon it? So, normally we don't have courage. So how to eliminate lack of courage? Experience has proven that the following ways are highly beneficial in strengthening one's resolve and in overcoming weakness and lack of courage. So this is three things. Number one, association with a Kamil Sheikh of Tasawuf. The following are the signs of a Sheikh Kamil. So sohbat and company of the Sheikh. Different signs which he has got. He possesses sufficient knowledge of the deen. Number two, he is a firm adherent of the beliefs, practices and morals of the Sharia. Number three, he is devoid of worldly greed. Number four, he lays no claim to perfection and excellence. Number five, he has loved himself a while in the company of a Sheikh Kamil. Number six, the contemporary uprighteous ulama and mashayikh hold him in esteem. Number seven, comparatively more intelligent people than ignorant ones incline towards him. Number eight, the condition of the majority of his murids in relation to obedience to the Sharia and reduction in worldly greed is good. Number nine, he is alert and concerned about the condition of his murids. He reprimands and admonishes them for their wrongs and defects. He does not permit his murids to be the slaves of their desires. Number ten, after having been in his company several times, one feels a reduction in worldly love, while at the same time he discerns progress in the love for Allah Ta'ala. And number 11, he himself engages in zikr and shughal spiritual exercises. Without such practice, there is no barkat in ta'aleem. Kashf, a form of revelation of something which comes into the awliya Allah, something which they see, karamat, miracles, acceptance of du'as, and metaphysical acts are not requirements of a sheikh. If he's got the above qualities, that's sufficient. The companionship of a Sheikh Kamil is wonderfully beneficial. However, for achieving the benefits of the Sheikh, the murid's intention must be sincere. The murid himself must desire spiritual progress and obedience. He must be desired to be imbued with a dislike for sin. It is essential that the murid keeps his Sheikh informed of the changing conditions of his heart. Whatever the Sheikh prescribes, the murid should accept and practice accordingly. The second point will apply when the company of a Sheikh Kamil is not available. In this case, read and study the life conditions and spiritual strivings of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah. But never engage in the mystical practices of the Tasawuf, which are written in relation to the lives of the Sufis. So in the kitabs of the Sufis, all the mujahada and sacrifices they did, we shouldn't follow that. Yes, follow their advices and statements regarding spiritual purification. And number three, the third way in which to eliminate weakness of heart and lack of courage is muraqabah, meditation of death, and meditation of the period which comes after death. This form of meditation consists of setting aside at least 20 minutes daily. Meditate in solitude about the events which will occur from the time of sakarat, the pangs of death, until entry into Jannat or Jahannam. Think about these future events. Example, the questioning in the grave by the two angels, the punishment and comfort of the grave, resurrection, the scaling of deeds, rewards, crossing the pool, sirat, etc. The attributes of excellence, example, zuhud, to become absent of this world, khashya, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, etc., which are influenced by the development of courage, will attain perfection by means of this form of muraqabah. So when we continue pondering about death, etc., then the fear of Allah will come in our heart, and zuhud, disinclination for this world. Summary. Thus far, the factors and causes of the harmful change which the Ummah has undergone, as well as the ways and means of rectifying the situation and for reforming the degraded condition of the Ummah, have been fully discussed and explained. All praises are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prescription presented for the reformation of the Ummah is very simple and universally applicable. If the Ummah adopts this prescription, its reformation will be possible swiftly, within a very short while. It now remains upon those who are desirous of acquiring benefit and success to act upon it. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal.